Now, today I'm recording this podcast on a lovely September morning, and a lot of the kids have gone back to school now, and it's like that final push towards the end of the year. And today's podcast is about planning and about the fact that even taking into account Christmas and everything else, you've still got a really good shot towards the end of the year to make a huge difference. And remember, in 90 days, an awful lot can happen. So that's the subject of today's podcast. So let's get into it.
Welcome to the Recruitment, Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your agency growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profit.
So hi there, this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment, and today's podcast is all about marketing and marketing planning, particularly as many of us, and we're all business owners, are moving towards the end of the year with maybe just around about 90 days left, and there's an awful lot that you can achieve in that time. Now, you may be listening to this on iTunes. You may have subscribed to our podcast. If you haven't, then I suggest that you do. Really good to do that, because it will appear as if by magic in your feed and all those sorts of things. And of course, you may be listening to this or downloading it from the Superfast Recruitment website, which of course you can do. And the good thing is that you also have this transcribed. So if you are a reader rather than a listener, then you can go along and you can actually read this as well. So let's get into it. It's September, and amazingly in the UK, it's a beautiful day. Sometimes it tends to rain a lot where we live. But anyway, let's get into what this subject's really all about. And it's the fact that currently we have about 4 months left towards the end of the year. Appreciate that Christmas is in the middle of all that. However, there's a good chunk of 90 days. And as I've said before, we often plan in 90-day cycles. Many of us do. And there's an awful lot that you can achieve in the next 90 days, provided you have a plan. That is what makes all the difference. And you can do that, of course, by having a focused marketing plan. And that's the subject of today's podcast. So let's get into it and talk about marketing planning. So the question is, do you actually have a marketing plan with inbound marketing and sales funnels that you're taking action on consistently? Because this first step is vital, and yet it's one that we do find lots of recruitment companies forget about when it comes to the marketing planning. And you know, this isn't a criticism. It's natural when you consider the nature of the recruitment world. It's fast-paced, it's deadline-driven, it's reactive. And historically, it's always been, let's just pick up the phone and power through. Yet the truth is, if you actually plan out your activities, you will save yourself a huge amount of time. And on top of that, your results are going to improve. So if you think about it, you know, Apple is one of the biggest brands on the planet. Do you think that they launch each new iPhone on a whim? No. So why should you? You know, your recruitment organization success is just as important. Now, many recruitment business owners we know are at the center of the business. They're often spinning multitudes of plates, if that's a phrase, whilst also, for some of you listening to this, attempting to keep the board happy and the leadership team happy. So correct me if I'm wrong, if you're ambitious and you're looking for serious business growth, this makes it all the more important to have a plan so you can work through it step by step, and then you know what's going to deliver for you. Now, one thing to consider is that having a marketing plan, it doesn't have to be a finite period. It doesn't have to be 12 months. It doesn't have to start on the 1st of January. You can start your marketing plan anytime because it's a rolling 12 months. And one of the things we always ask people to consider is, okay, so what are your themes this year? In other words, start with the end in mind. So let's just think about, okay, in the next 12 months, what is it that we would like to achieve? Where do we want to be in the marketplace? What's our penetration into the different markets? Do we want to move into a different sector? So one of the things we always ask people to start with is, okay, so what are the strategic themes and objectives that your particular recruitment organisation wants to achieve this year? And, you know, that can be motivated and inspired by different things. So if you are in a very candidate-driven market and you don't have a lot of candidates on your database or you're struggling to find them, then I would respectfully suggest that having an objective to have more high-level candidates ready, willing and on your database would be a key theme that I would want to have in place, and my marketing would want to be focused around that. Because then if you do know your key priorities and themes, it's so much easier to start producing results. You can start to put activities in place, specific activities that are then going to deliver what you want, rather than just taking action. We always call it spray and pray marketing. Suddenly, you know, right, okay, I need to get some blog posts on my blog. But, you know, why are you doing that? Are they linked to actually an objective that you want to achieve? And, you know, there's a lovely jargon word here for you. And the jargon word is planning by outcomes or planning by objectives. So with my marketing training hat on here, it's all about prioritizing your measurable marketing outcomes and then using them to identify any gaps or opportunities that you do have in your plan. So planning like this focuses on, you know, the bigger picture things that you want to happen, the, you know, the strategies, the projects, the, you know, the specific tactics and techniques that you're going to need to produce the results. And, you know, and measurable objectives make it possible, therefore, to assess and to track your progress. So if you think about it in a similar way to the way that you track KPIs, I'm sure that you work with KPIs with your consultants. It's the same when you're thinking about your marketing and the objectives that you you want to achieve. So let me just highlight some key areas that most recruitment companies will probably want to be considering. I think, you know, A, it's about generating awareness of your company and brand in a crowded marketplace. You know, that's got to be a key objective. People don't know you're there, how are they going to use you? The second B, I would say, is acquiring candidates and clients, and for certain companies, talent as well. It's about then moving into the next phase, which a lot of people don't always do as well as they could. And this is where the gold is, folks. And that is in nurturing candidates and clients. And then obviously, qualifying when clients or candidates are ready to recruit or they're ready to move. And that is the key thing, again, that people don't always consider when they're thinking about their planning. So let's just explore this a little more. You know, we talked about, you know, having quality candidates on your database, because that is something that often we have lots of conversations with business owners about it. And, you know, we're talking here about good quality candidates. Now, some people call them hot candidates, some call them NPCs, some call them easily placeable candidates. And it would be good to have a strategy around, you know, how are you going to attract in more candidates and have a focus on, because as we all know, what you focus on grows, you know. So your, let's just say your theme for this year could be to have, you know, an additional 1,000, depending on the size of your organization, 1,000 new candidates on your database who your recruiters can then build relationships with. And obviously there are multiple ways you can do this when you look at some of the strategies that we talk about, nurturing emails and things like that. And then, of course, you're building these relationships. So you've then got a large talent pool you can offer to your clients. And of course, with a corresponding value attached. And, you know, if you focus on a theme like this, you've built a great database, then people are willing to pay more for it because you have what they want. So if you think about moving into action now on this one, so let's just say, you know, we've talked about this most placeable candidate, you know, easily placeable candidate, hot candidate, whatever you call it. How about picking three key strategies that your consultants could take action on immediately and do them consistently? And then that can fit into your marketing plan as well, because marketing is all about creating demand. So it may be the way that they email people. It may be the time that they spend on LinkedIn or whatever that is. So, you know, you can do all of these things and that will start to deliver for you on your objectives that you've already set. So planning works. There's no getting away from it. And we consistently see that the companies that plan are the ones that get sustainable and predictable results. Now, one of our clients, Sharon was having a conversation with him a couple of months ago, and he's been working on this for some time, particularly around developing his inbound marketing channels and his leads. And now he can actually say that they get 25% of their leads come in to them through their inbound channels, because that is ultimately possible. And you have to start somewhere, and starting somewhere is with that plan. So we've got 4 months left to the end of the year, depending on when you're listening to this on iTunes or reading it on the blog. And it doesn't matter when you start, because your year can start whenever you want it to start. And it has to start with a plan. You have to decide what it is that you want, and then you need to map out some plans about how you're going to get there. So this is Denise from Superfast Recruitment. I hope you enjoyed this. If you are listening to this on iTunes and you haven't subscribed to our, you know, you haven't signed up for one of our webinars or downloaded one of our free reports, then do that and you get into our system, and then we can send you even more great content and actionable content that you can move forward with straight away. So this is Denise saying bye for now.